Dump trucks, black plastic pipes, and huge piles of dirt line the streets of this suburban neighborhood. It was built on very flat land, and water doesn't run off. It used to be covered in ponds and wetlands. Now that's causing big problems for people who live here. Their basements are nearly always flooded, and after it rains, they have pools of water in their backyards for weeks or months. Many run sump pumps all day and all night. Jesse Ramos lives in a white ranch house in the neighborhood.
Actually, this past couple of months, I've had a lot of problems with water in my basement. I've actually already been through one sump pump, and I've went out and purchased another just so I could keep up with that. Right now that it hasn't rained, I'm okay. So I'm a little nervous when it starts to rain.
Fixing these problems the traditional way, with concrete pipes, curbs, and gutters, would have cost $20 million, and it would have sent polluted stormwater straight to the river. But Pat Lindemann wanted to do it differently. He wanted to save people money and clean up the environment. Lindemann often sounds more like the head of a big environmental group than what he actually is, the county drain commissioner for this neighborhood near Lansing, Michigan.
A lot of people argue that if I own the wetland, I should be able to destroy it. But you shouldn't, because what you do on your property affects the river. Every time you over-fertilize your lawn, every time you do not pick up your domestic pet waste, every time you flick. This country has such a vast amount of beautiful resources, and for 150 years we've done everything that we could to beat up on it.
In Jesse Ramos's neighborhood, Lindemann's using low-impact design to rebuild the drain system. It's costing half as much as concrete curbs and gutters.
In the case of low-impact design, we force the water to go through soils, to interact with plant roots, to stay on the land slightly longer, and become treated before it leaves to make its way to the river.
The main way that happens is through rain gardens, one of the main features of low-impact design. They're bowl-shaped gardens planted with native flowers and grasses. Native plants have long roots that draw water deep into the ground and provide a natural filter for pollution. Rainwater collects in the gardens and becomes cleaner before eventually reaching the pipe that takes it to the river. Lindemann's installing more than 7 acres of gardens in the neighborhood. He says people will have a few hours of standing water in rain gardens instead of weeks of water in their backyards. Jesse Ramos is hearing this good news for the first time today.
When you were flooded for 2 weeks before, now you'll be flooded for about an hour and a half.
For an hour and a half. Well, that would be wonderful.
And it's pretty flowers.
There's another low-impact design project across town. Drainage problems were causing backups in people's homes, so Drain Commissioner Pat Lindemann built 20 acres of wetlands right in the middle of the city.
It dawned on me, why take the water anywhere? Why not just keep it? If I could find a place to store it, put it, manipulate it, and not take it anywhere, then I could manage it.
Hi. Hi.
How are you?
Good. Everything that you see here is indigenous species to Michigan.
Mm-hmm. The site is technically a series of retention ponds, but it's really more like a park. A paved walking path weaves around ponds and trees and over bridges. It's a place you'd bring school kids to learn about frogs and birds and about being good to the environment. This low-impact design project, like the one in Jesse Ramos' neighborhood, was about half the cost of installing new concrete pipes from the neighborhood to the river. Low-impact design projects are happening all over, in Chicago and Seattle, to more rural communities. And they're likely to become more common as cities consider how to cut non-point source pollution. That's the leading cause of poor water quality. Non-point source pollution is a lot of things, the fertilizer we use on our lawns or bacteria from animal waste. Pat Lindemann says his philosophy is that our dirty rivers will recover if we start developing the land or rebuilding it the right way, one rain garden or wetland at a time. For the GLRC, I'm Aaron Toner.